Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to our latest episode of the GL Manny. And GL Manny stands for Guiding Light, Michelle Bauer and Danny Santos. Those, if you don't know, are characters on the extremely long-running soap, Guiding Light. If you have just stumbled upon this, you will find for the past few years, mostly what I've done with this podcast is audio versions of fanfic. And the fanfic we are in the middle of reading right now is the one that I wrote for Bauer Barbecue 2018. Now, if you go to my blog, glmanny.wordpress.com, you will find many fanfics, both ones I wrote and republished ones that other people wrote that I was able to save or that other people helped me save. So there is a lot of fanfic on the channel. Now, it's really not focused on that. What it was, originally had a lot more just kind of reports about what happened and analysis and things like that, but my life got busier, and I, over time, some holes developed in what was on the website, and while quite a few of those are because of things I had no control over, the thing I did have control over, and I just hadn't gotten done, was updating the fanfic to make sure the directory was current. So that's what I'm working on right now. And one of the readers just gave me several fanfics to be rescued. And I have been republishing those. So if you look at it right now, it will look like most of what I do is fanfic. But that isn't true, although it has been for a good chunk of this year. But hopefully in the new year, we're going to be able to move on to doing some more analysis and video links and things like that, although there are plenty of those already on the website. Now, with that, I am going to go ahead into the fanfic. This is Bauer Barbecue 2018. It is set up like, well, it's broken into scenes to set up what's going on, or set up in scenes to be kind of more like the TV show. A lot of my stories are written more like stories. The Bauer Barbecue, I try and write like episodes. I am including things that I am interested in or that I think would make interesting scenes. There are, I'm sure, people who I am not describing who are there at the Bauer Barbecue, and they probably have scenes, but I didn't get them written. If you want to write them and send them to me, I would be glad to include them as long as they kind of go with the flow of the story. And if you want to write any Manny fanfic yourself, or if you have some, or if you have some that isn't yours that you saved somewhere, I would just love to get my hands on that so I could republish it. With that, we're going to get in today's actual episode, Bauer Barbecue 2018, Episode 1, Part 1, Scene 1. It's early morning at the Bauer house. It's still first light, and the house is incredibly still. The front door opens with a point of view shot of a blonde woman from over her shoulder. She moves through the living room, lightly touching things, running her hand over the furniture, crossing the room until she reaches the fireplace. We can just see the back of her head and not even all of that as she looks around. So who is this blonde? Is it MJ's mother, Annie? Is it Reva back in town? Is it Tangie? Okay, everyone knows it's not Tangie, but who can it be? She pauses to look at the family photos. She picks up a long-ago photo of the Spalding family, Hope and Alan, Philip, Alan Michael, and Amanda. Her hand slowly moves over the photo and then back, her finger tracing Alan's face. Alan Michael appears at the door she left open. "Mom, what are you doing here?" Hope Bauer Spaulding turns around by the fireplace. "I'm just looking around." "You can't just walk into the house," she smiles wanly. "Grandma Bert's house is sold, and so is Dad's. But Ed's house has always been a haven for Bowers in a storm, ever since he bought it. Are you in a storm, Mom?" "We're Bowers. We're always in a storm." She looks back at the photo. "You were so happy then, before everything went wrong. Why did everything go wrong?" "He almost destroyed you." "We destroyed each other," she shook her head. "We both had the same fatal flaw. We recognized our danger, and we couldn't resist it. Even back on the island, he told me about Brandon and the corrosive influence in his life, but he couldn't stop himself from acting out all the terrible things Brandon had hardwired him to do. He played out the same terrible game with his own children, setting up you and Philip as rivals, and I was so hurt by his affairs and his lies that he couldn't stop himself. I climbed into a bottle of booze, and even though I knew how destructive it was, I couldn't stop myself, not for me, not for him, not even for you." POV shot, Hope's hand glided across the photo, and under her hand, the photo changed. Hope, now her current age, sat in the middle, with Alan behind her on his left hand, his left hand on her right shoulder, and her left hand resting on it, clearly showing both of their wedding rings. Alan Michael, Lucy, and Molly were to one side, Philip, Beth, and Lizzie on the other. His hand traveled back the other way, and the image returned to the old photo. "Back then, he was so different. I wish you could have known him as he was then. He should be here. Philip said he had always come to the Bauer barbecue." "Yes, he'd always say he wouldn't, but Dad would always come up even to the last one before he still felt connected to the Bowers. Came partway down the stairs. Alan Michael. Hope, is that you?" "It's me, Freddie." "Rick." "Hope, it's been Rick forever." "Oh, I don't know. I think Freddie suits you better." "How long are you here for, Hope?" "I'm back. Permanently." "Give your cousin a hug." Rick hugged Hope, looking questioningly at Alan Michael over her shoulder. "That's right. Mom finally relented, and she's moving back to Springfield." Alan Michael wordlessly shrugged. Rick pulled back. "Welcome home. We're just heading out to the flagpole. Danny and Michelle should have the kids here any minute." Hope broke into a grin, just like Papa Bauer always did. "Lead the way." Scene 2. The camera is in tight focus on a bowl of oranges and pulls back to a wide shot. Rick, Hope, and Alan Michael come in from the door behind the refrigerator. They didn't get past the island until a horde of children came running in the back door, through the kitchen, and out the patio door, and onto the side yard with the flagpole. Michelle and Danny came in behind, Michelle holding Mikey and Danny with his arms full of baby equipment. "Whoa there," Rick interrupted. "Where's all the food?" "Good morning to you too, big brother." "It's mostly still back at the house." "Here," Michelle said, handing Mikey over to Rick. He took him, making faces at him. "I'm going to make another trip. Danny and I both had a carload of kids to get them all here. Already had to make everybody breakfast. I totally get out of any more prep duty. And I'm doing the bar again this year," Danny added. Her son securely in Rick's arms, Michelle finally looked beyond him. "Hope, is that you?" Now, we're going to drop into a note here that sort of explains a little bit of what's going on. Now the fact that the powers that be almost completely ignored Hope Bower Spaulding for years messes up the story. Brooke, Michelle, and Danny should know Hope well, but on screen they've never met. Well, she met Rick, but he was a very young man. Well, I guess not really a kid, but a very young man. And it was ticking on 40 years ago. So they basically had no on-screen relationship. Well, rather than playing that they don't know each other, or they don't know Hope at all, I'm going to assume that they had visited with her either to her where she was living or with her coming to visit Danny and Michelle a few times over the years. She's just come back into town in Springfield, so they don't know each other from any contact here. For Danny and Michelle, think a relative of yours who lives out of state. You see them maybe once a year, maybe every other year, rarely a couple times in a year. There are periodic phone calls, and you keep up to date via email or letters and keeping up through mutual relatives that are closer, such as Mike in this case, that they talk about knowing on screen. Or maybe they'd keep in touch through Alan Michael. Alan Michael and Michelle were always close, although they didn't really show that through that last disastrous recast. The best, least said about that, the better. Well, but their contact is probably Alan Michael at this point. For Robbie, Jude, Danielle, etc., Hope's a name on birthday and Christmas cards when she sends a generous check or periodically something weird and wonderful or stupid and utterly wrong aged, as distant old relatives sometimes do. Hope knows more of, Hope Santos knows more about Bower than the others. We've all forgotten over the years that Cassie named Hope and Hope and view her as Hope Bower's namesake, just the way they've all forgotten that, contrary to all appearances, Victoria Newman is actually named for Nikki's then-husband's grandmother, since she was assumed at that time to be her grandmother rather than being named after Victor. So we're going to take a case like that and forget about Cassie. Cassie is, after all, someone who's been out of town for a good 10 years, and pretty much everyone was glad to see her go at that point, and no one really has missed her a bit. I say this because of Cassie number one, who I disliked strongly. But really, Cassie number two had a worse story. I mean, it was just bad. So anyway, we're just ignoring all that went on with Cassie and Hope. So Hope Santos sees herself as Hope Bower's namesake, and while they aren't much closer than the other kids, they have been in direct communication, and Hope knows more about Hope than the other kids in her generation. Let me also remind people that since Alan Michael returned to town via parachute at the Bower Barbecue, that Alan Michael developed a close relationship with Ed Marin and Michelle. You were asked to forget this in the one day that the de-sourced and fairly stupid version of Alan Michael that came back to in order to date his former daughter Marina overlapped with Michelle. Michelle couldn't go say hi to her cousin, even though they were in the same restaurant, because it might upset Marina sitting near him. Seriously, I do not know how Marina took over Springfield, but she did. And the bad part there towards the end. Anyway, Alan Michael and Michelle are now close again, and now that they all live in Springfield. So that is the sum up of where we are, what we know about Hope, and what we know about Hope's relationships. So she doesn't have as strong connection as she would have to the Bowers if she'd been living with them all this time. But there's definitely some connection. They know who they are. They know basics about the life they have visited. That's sort of where we are with Hope in the story. And this is the first time we have seen Hope. She's coming back this first day for the Bauer barbecue. All right, and now to complete the scene, let me go back and read you the part four we got there. All right. "Whoa there," Rick interrupted. "Where's all the food? Good morning to you too, Big Brother. It's mostly still back at the house. Here," Michelle handed Mikey over to Rick. He took him, making faces at him. "I'm going to make another trip. Danny and I both had a carload of kids to get them here. Plus, I already had to make everybody breakfast. I totally get out of any more prep duty. And I'm going to do the bar again this year," Danny added. Her son securely in Rick's arms, Michelle finally looked beyond him. "Hope, is that you?" "Yes, it is. Is that little Mikey named for my dad?" Hope started cooing at Mikey, taking his little fist and waving it back and forth. "Of course it is. No one else could possibly be this cute. Well, bring him along, Rick. It's time to raise the flag." And that's the end of today's episode, and I hope you will be able to tune in again soon to get the next episode of Bauer Barbecue 2018. Now, I have a little time because I thought this might take a little longer to read, and I wanted to do a sort of update to get us started since we're really kicking in to the actual episodes of the Bauer Barbecue. So I gave myself more time with the podcast. And that means I have a little time, and I just want to make sure that you all know that the reason I am reading Bauer Barbecue 2018, even though this is 2022, is, well, first because I hadn't gotten it done, but also because I am a little behind in Bauer Barbecues. We are working right now on doing stories from late 2018, 2019, and I don't want a time jump because of the anniversary aspect in some of the stories that I'm telling. I'm trying to get up to the Bauer Barbecue. I will probably, at that point, go ahead and jump to 2022 just because I'm not going to get two Bauer Barbecue storylines written this year. I'm just not. We'll just sort of pick up the anniversary things when we hit the 25th, because at this point, it's just going to be a couple years. But I hope to get that done, and I hope that you're enjoying Bauer Barbecue 2018, and I hope you will enjoy future and previous episodes. And let me just hit our theme music.